Welcome to the East County Magazine Live Radio Show, the voice of East County, bringing you the hottest news and coolest events from the communities of San Diego's East County. We're your community radio, representing the public interest, not special interests. Broadcasting from the heart of East County in Descanso with your host, Miriam Raftery.
This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso. Today we open our show with the latest on the COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. now has more cases than any other nation on Earth, and cases here in San Diego are also up sharply, with many confirmed across the region. President Trump has signed a major economic stimulus bill, and we'll have details on what that means for you on today's show. Now, if your household needs food during this crisis, we'll tell you about new food distribution centers being set up in San Diego's urban, mountain, and rural communities. If you need health care, such as if you've recently lost your job during this crisis, Covered California has reopened opportunities to apply through June 30th. The pandemic is impacting our justice system, with courts shut down for all but emergency actions and jails taking special precautions to protect inmates and workers. At the Las Colinas Women's Detention Facility in Santee, a nurse has tested positive for coronavirus. Now, we do have some good news today, including some inspirational stories about famous writers, artists, and scientists who created some of their most famous works while in quarantine, as well as offering you some resources where you can find free classes on writing, art, music, and more while you're hunkering down at home. Lemon Grove is facing major fiscal challenges, but got some good news this week with a major grant for improvements along Main Street to go green, and we'll have details. On People Power, hear how the People's Alliance for Justice is fulfilling seniors' wish lists for those at home and in need during the coronavirus stay-at-home order, and how you can get help, plus learn why blood donations are urgently needed right now in our region and how you can help be a donor to save lives. Now, due to being short-staffed ourselves amid the COVID-19 situation, we'll be doing a half-hour show today and replaying that during the second half-hour of our usual one-hour show. So please stay tuned for today's edition of the East County Magazine Radio Show, where East County matters. And you can find a lot more news at eastcountymagazine.org and sign up for our weekly newsletter and our emergency alerts to stay current on all that you need to know about the COVID-19 crisis and all the other news here in our inland region. The U.S. now officially has more cases of the COVID-19 coronavirus than any other nation in the world. Globally, there are nearly 700,000 cases, and in the U.S., over 122,000 cases, including more than 2,000 people dead. San Diego County, as of Monday, has 519 confirmed COVID-19 cases and 7 people dead. And over the weekend, Governor Gavin Newsom extended his stay-home order that was set to expire March 31st indefinitely. President Trump has signed a $2 trillion economic stimulus bill, the largest in American history, stating, "I want to thank Democrats and Republicans for coming together and putting America first." The package includes direct payments, loans, and grants. Many individual Americans will receive checks of $1,200 apiece, with more to couples and families. This will be based on income during 2018 or 2019, whichever the latest tax return is that you've filed. There are also expansions of unemployment benefits with an extra $600 in weekly unemployment insurance payments, $367 billion in grants and loans for small businesses, plus bailouts of hard-hit industries such as the airlines. Democrats, such as Elizabeth Warren, successfully fought to include an oversight committee to watchdog how corporations spend the money. In addition, billions more have been allocated to help hospitals and community health care centers across America that are hard hit by the COVID-19 crisis. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Miriam Raftery.
Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process.
It's a lot of jobs, but I think we'll come back very strong the sooner we get back to work. You know, every day that we stay out, it gets harder to bring it back very quickly.
As the U.S. passed Italy and then China in COVID-19 confirmed cases, President Donald Trump responded to yesterday's new record-breaking unemployment numbers. 3.3 million Americans reported being jobless last week, according to the Labor Department. That's 5 times more than the worst week of the 2008 recession. Yesterday, former Vice President Joe Biden said President Trump's slow response has, quote, exacerbated both the public health and economic impact on our country, unquote. Politico reported the Trump administration ignored a pandemic preparedness plan made by the Obama administration. Biden was part of that White House, which pulled the economy out of the Great Recession.
Those who lose their jobs, they need strong, sustained unemployment benefits, whether they are gig workers or full-time employees.
The coronavirus stimulus bill the Senate passed this week has key protections, but Senator Bernie Sanders still has reservations. After the often heated Senate debate this week, he emphasized the importance of upcoming elections.
Donald Trump is the president of the United States, and Republicans do hold the majority in the U.S. Senate. And under that reality, I cannot imagine that there is any bill that could get through the Senate and the White House that fully represents the needs of the working families.
A recent Gallup poll has Trump's approval at 49 now, the highest of his presidency. Among independents, it rose 8 points from earlier this month and 6 points among Democrats. Wyoming, Hawaii, and Alaska all vote next Saturday, though they've canceled in-person primaries and opted for mail-in ballots. Puerto Rico's primary, meant to be Sunday, is delayed until late April. American citizens who live in U.S. territories can vote in the primaries, but don't have congressional representation and can't vote in the general election. Neil Weir, founder of Equally American, advocates for voting rights for residents of the territories. Weir grew up in Guam and still has family there.
If things go bad here in Maryland, you know, where I live, I can always go the next county over and maybe their hospital there like has a ventilator. In Guam, the next hospital over is 1,000 miles away and it requires air travel. The same thing for Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
There are confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Puerto Rico, Guam, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Federal health programs operate differently in U.S. territories than in the states. According to a Kaiser Family Foundation report, Medicaid in the territories has funding constraints that lead to more low-income residents reporting poor or fair health.
When a medical crisis like this arises, it's in the context of an already fragile healthcare system that's been weakened by these discriminatory federal programs, which if the residents of these areas had full voting rights, I don't think that discrimination would exist.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.
As of March 26th, San Diego County health officials report 341 confirmed cases of COVID-19 coronavirus among San Diego County residents. Three have died, all of them elderly individuals. However, the majority of cases diagnosed are in younger individuals, including 2 infants and 4 other young children or teens. COVID-19 has also been confirmed in 66 local people in their 20s, 89 in their 30s, 61 in their 40s, and 53 in their 50s. There were also 26 cases among people in their 60s, 25 in their 70s, and 14 over age 80, which may reflect that older people are tending to stay home, while many younger people have continued to defy stay-home orders. There are also significant numbers of people hospitalized in all age ranges, except for children and teens. So it's a myth to think that young adults are not at risk, and in some parts of the country, young adults and even children have died. The disease is now spreading through community transmission, with cases across our region. That includes 207 cases in the city of San Diego, 16 in the county's unincorporated areas, including Spring Valley, Ramona, and Lakeside here in East County, as well as 19 cases in the city of El Cajon, 2 in Santee and 1 each in La Mesa and Lemon Grove. Cases are also reported in the South Bay and in North County communities as well. Residents are asked to continue to stay home except for essential work or errands, such as shopping for food, medical visits, exercising, or dog walking. And if you must go out, keep at least 6 feet of social distancing space from others, and please do your exercising in your own neighborhood to avoid spreading the virus to parts of the county that are not yet infected. Flattening the rapid growth curve is vital to prevent local hospitals from running out of beds and ventilators and protect the health of medical personnel and first responders with masks, respirators, and other protective equipment in short supply. Sharpe Steele and Scripps Clinic have shut down some non-essential offices in order to conserve medical supplies and concentrate healthcare personnel in hospitals and urgent care centers where they are most needed to treat COVID-19 patients here in the East County region. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice, this is Miriam Raftery.
You're listening to KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, networking for social justice.
If you need food assistance during these challenging times, Feeding San Diego is offering extra food distribution sites across San Diego County, including urban, rural, and mountain communities. There are no requirements to access these. You can get a list of food distribution locations, dates, and times at feedingsandiego.org. You can also find links at their website, feedingsandiego.org, to sign up for CalFresh benefits, the program formerly known as food stamps. Help is also available by calling 211 or visiting 211sandiego.org. In addition, seniors age 60, their caretakers, and disabled veterans of any age up can get nutritious hot meals delivered to their homes through the Meals on Wheels program. Meals on Wheels is also looking for more volunteers to make deliveries to seniors. You can call Meals on Wheels at 619-260-6110 or visit meals-on-wheels.org. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Mitchell Murphy.
If you lack health insurance or you lost it due to the COVID-19 crisis, there's some good news today. Covered California has extended the enrollment deadline to June 30th. If you already have a Covered California plan, you may be eligible for a reduction in your premiums if your income has gone down substantially, such as due to a business shutdown or job loss. To apply or learn more, you can visit coveredca.com or call 1-800-300-1506. From now until June 30th, anyone who meets Covered California's eligibility requirements can enroll in health care coverage similar to with the rules in place during the annual open enrollment period. To support the state's social distancing recommendations, Covered California is working with over 10,000 certified insurance agents to help Californians sign up and understand coverage options through free phone service in multiple languages. And you can also have a certified enroller call you. Consumers can find out if you're eligible for Medi-Cal or other forms of financial help also, and see which plans are available in your area by using the coveredca.com shop and compare tool. Just enter your zip code, household income, and ages of those needing coverage. Covered California is the state's health insurance marketplace and the only place where people who qualify can get financial help on a sliding scale to reduce your premium costs. You can then compare health insurance plans through different companies and choose the plan that works best for your health needs and your budget. Depending on income, you may be able to qualify for the low-cost or no-cost Medi-Cal program, too. For more information about Covered California, you can visit coveredca.com. And again, that phone number is 1-800-300-1506. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Miriam Raftery.
The COVID-19 emergency is having major impacts on the justice system. California Chief Justice on March 24th ordered all jury trials in state superior court suspended for 60 days until May 24th, including criminal and civil trials due to the coronavirus pandemic. However, some judges will remain on the job to handle emergency civil, family, and juvenile probate matters, such as requests for restraining orders due to domestic violence or civil harassment. If you are summoned for jury duty, you are asked to check the San Diego Superior Court's website and Twitter pages for updates. Traffic defendants will have a 30-day grace period to appear after the courts reopen. Locally, San Diego County's public defender lawyers are barred from visiting defendants in county jails. Sheriff Bill Gore and District Attorney Summer Steffen have announced plans to release some prisoners awaiting arraignment and some medically vulnerable inmates. The DA said this is the right thing to do because of extreme circumstances that pose a serious health risk to inmates and everyone who has contact with inmates. But she assures that people aren't going to get a free pass if they commit crime. With courts closed, those arrested for low-level nonviolent crimes, who normally would have been freed if courts were open, and those who can't afford to post bail, will be considered for release so they won't have to remain in jail for months. Medically vulnerable inmates, such as those who are elderly or have underlying health conditions, may also be released, as well as some who are awaiting trial or sentencing. Some prisoners near the end of their sentences may also be released early to prevent the overcrowding of jails and prisons, where conditions could lead to the rapid spread of COVID-19 among inmates and staff. Elsewhere, coronavirus cases have been diagnosed in prisoners, including convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein in New York. Some cases have occurred in California prisons, though so far not in San Diego prisoners. At the federal level, the U.S. Justice Department has asked Congress to give the Attorney General the power to allow chief federal judges to detain people indefinitely without trial during emergencies, even if they have not been charged with crimes. Political report, such power would be granted during emergencies such as natural disasters, civil disobedience, or pandemics. The proposal would also grant chief judges power to halt court proceedings and would apply to pre-arrest, post-arrest, pre-trial, trial, and post-trial procedures in criminal and juvenile proceedings and all civil process and proceedings. Civil liberty attorneys have voiced concerns due to the suspension of habeas corpus. The constitutional right to appear in court and ask a judge for release after an arrest or even without arrest. Norman Reamer, executive director of the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, called the proposal terrifying and told Politico, "So that means you could be arrested and never brought before a judge until they decide that the emergency or the civil disobedience is over." The proposed legislation would also postpone the statute of limitations for criminal investigations and civil proceedings for a year after a national emergency ends. In addition, it would allow video conference hearings for arraignments without consent from defendants, which violates a constitutional right to a public trial and to be present in court. The Trump administration also seeks to prohibit people with COVID-19 from applying for asylum even after a quarantine period, claiming it wants to keep COVID-19 out of detention centers in the U.S. That has immigrants advocates concerned over people fleeing violence, famine, or war. Trump has also announced plans to deny entry to all migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally, as well to deny entry to people who cross the border and ask for asylum, though the latter violates international law.
You're listening to the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, bringing you public interest news for our region.
A nurse who works at the Las Colinas Detention and Reentry Facility in Santee has tested positive Thursday for COVID-19. She had been isolated at home since March 22nd when she started feeling ill. The Las Colinas facility is the primary point of intake for women prisoners in San Diego County. The Sheriff's Department reports that it has identified all inmates and staff who may have come into close contact with the nurse, who was wearing personal protective equipment when she had interactions with inmates. 9 employees are considered at low exposure risk and are now self-quarantined at home. The Sheriff's Department has instituted measures to prevent spread of coronavirus in all local jails, including suspending jail visits, releasing inmates with 30 days or less remaining in their sentence, enhancing medical screenings at bookings, designating bed spaces for quarantine, and regular deep cleaning and disinfecting of facilities. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Miriam Raftery.
Welcome to East County Magazine's Arts and Music Spotlight.
Creativity can blossom out of hardship. As you're hunkered down at home due to the COVID-19 epidemic, consider this. During historic epidemic eras, some of the world's most famous writers, artists, and scientists drew inspiration for their greatest works. Today, we have some of their stories, along with where you can find free online classes in writing, art, science, and music to spark your own creative impulses. When the bubonic plague closed Elizabethan theaters in 1606, actor and theater shareholder William Shakespeare found himself out of work during the quarantine. He is believed to have composed some of his greatest plays that year, including King Lear, Antony and Cleopatra, and Macbeth, as well as taking up poetry. Isaac Newton's theory of gravity had its seeds in the physicist self-quarantining during 1665. His studies at Cambridge University in England were canceled due to the bubonic plague, so Newton retreated to his family's estate in the countryside, where he produced some of his best works. There, he wrote papers on calculus and developed his theory of optics while playing with prisms. His theory on gravity also began while in confinement during the epidemic. While there's no evidence behind the folktale of an apple hitting him in the head and inspiring his gravitational levitations, he reportedly did gaze at an apple tree outside of his window. Artist Edvard Munch, best known for his painting The Scream, caught the Spanish flu in 1919 while living in Norway, but survived. His painting, Self-Portrait with the Spanish Flu, is one of the several paintings and studies he created while documenting his battle with the disease that killed 50 million people around the world. During the current coronavirus worldwide, many musical artists are producing works while isolating at home. At least 65 songs with coronavirus in the title have popped up on Spotify. Neil Diamond has created a video at home of his new coronavirus-themed parody of Sweet Caroline. Many artists are also releasing playlists of suggested songs to listen to while at home isolating in the current crisis, including some inspirational and upbeat songs as well as moody and reflective pieces. If you're feeling inspired to try your hand at unleashing your own creativity while in confinement, here are some free online resources to find classes in writing, drawing, science, music, and more. ClassCentral.com, ThoughtCo.com, Courses.com, and Skillshare.com.
Amid a wave of fiscal bad news for Lemon Grove, from its sales tax measure failing to the COVID-19 crisis dropping sales tax revenues even further due to business shutdowns, one slice of good news has emerged. The California Natural Resources Agency just announced that the city of Lemon Grove will receive a $1.5 million green infrastructure grant for Phase 3 of its Connect Main Street project. The state's green infrastructure grants targets disadvantaged communities with funds provided under Prop 68 back in 2018. Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot says these awards will support disadvantaged communities in reducing their carbon footprint and enhancing natural spaces throughout the state. It's projects like these that help set California on the path to achieving more sustainable, climate-resilient communities, he adds. Those changes to reduce greenhouse gas emissions can include things like design and implementation of projects that will provide cleaner air and water, urban heat island mitigation, increased adaptability to climate change, wildlife habitat improvement, and improved community health. Examples can include urban tree canopy expansion, groundwater recharge basin installation, park development, greening public schoolyards, and constructing non-motorized trails to provide safe routes of travel. Lemon Grove's Connect Main Street is a planning and design project exploring opportunities to transform about a two-mile-long stretch of Main Street. The vision is to create a community corridor that supports active lifestyles and transportation choices by creating a safe, beautiful, and sustainable linear parkway that connects people, places, and activities for generations to come. In 2016, the City Council adopted a general plan update and accepted the completed conceptual plans and preliminary drawings. The next steps, funded through grants, include completing design and constructing the project. Improving Lemon Grove's Main Street corridor downtown could also help attract new businesses in the future, helping revitalize the small and diverse community, which is sweet news to city leaders amid the currently uncertain economic times. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Miriam Raftery.
This is East County Magazine's People Power, profiling local people making a positive difference in our community and our world.
This is Miriam Raftery with a People Power report. Civil rights activist and president of the People's Alliance for Justice, Shane Harris, has launched a new fund to serve vulnerable seniors across San Diego County during the COVID-19 public health crisis. Volunteers will deliver toiletries as well as food to seniors ages 65 and older at home. If you are a senior in need, you can call 619-354-8054. Volunteers and donations are also needed. Reverend Harris launched the initiative after the governor called on seniors to stay home due to their vulnerability to the new coronavirus, but that's left them isolated. Seniors can order up to 10 items, including food as well as products such as toothpaste, dish soap, denture cream, paper towels, laundry soap, and more. Volunteers will shop at local discount stores wearing gloves and masks for the deliveries if the People's Alliance for Justice does not already have the requested items on hand. Reverend Harris says we are always going to be a voice for the voiceless, and he adds, we will keep our volunteers safe during this time as they do service, but we will not let this crisis stop us as the younger generation from protecting and supporting our seniors in any way possible. If you would like to volunteer, donate, or you're a senior in need of a home delivery wish list, you can contact 619-354-8051.
This is Mitchell Murphy with a public service announcement from the San Diego Blood Bank. The San Diego Blood Bank urgently needs blood donations due to the COVID-19 crisis. School closures and work-from-home policies have resulted in canceled blood drives at schools and workplaces. The Blood Bank collects more than half of its blood supply on blood mobiles from these mobile blood drives. David Welles, CEO of the San Diego Blood Bank, warns the U.S. is on the verge of a serious blood shortage that will lead to blood rationing and triage. We need healthy people to come out to donate immediately. He adds, supplies are dropping to critical levels. We are confident the San Diego community will rally around this urgent need. The Blood Bank assures that safety measures are in place to protect donors, with all donors screened on arrival and surfaces cleaned between blood donations. There is no evidence that donating blood affects a donor's ability to fight infections later, and there is no evidence of any risk of COVID-19 transmission through blood transfusions. Dr. Brett Greyer, Assistant Secretary of Health, says it's safe to donate blood, adding part of preparedness includes a robust blood supply. Healthy individuals should schedule an appointment to donate today to ensure that blood is available for patients who need it. All blood types are needed, and people who have never donated before are encouraged to donate. Donors must be 17 years or older, weigh a minimum of 114 pounds, and be in general good health. To find a blood donation center near you and make an appointment, visit sandiegobloodbank.org/givelife or call 619-400-8251. Again, that's sandiegobloodbank.org/givelife or dial 619-400-8251.
You're listening to the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, bringing you public interest news for our region.
This concludes today's edition of the East County Magazine Radio Show. We extend our appreciation to the Heartland Coalition, our parent nonprofit, and to KNSJ 89.1 FM, broadcasting from the heart of East County in Descanso. We extend our appreciation to our sound technician, Jonathan Getz, and to our producer, Miriam Raftery. We also thank the musicians who provided music for our show, Laura Preble, Wooden Ambulance, Dusty Summer Road, AK Jewel, Brian Boyko, Royalty Free Music, Frank Nora, and Pond 5. If you would like to underwrite or sponsor the East County Magazine radio show or get involved as a volunteer on our public interest news show, please contact editor@eastcountymagazine.org. We'll be back soon with another edition of the East County Magazine radio show. A free press is the foundation of our democracy. You can support independent public media for our region. Please support KNSJ by making a donation or a sustaining monthly pledge of any amount at www.knsj.org. We're your community radio station, KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, serving the San Diego border region from the mountains to the sea. That's www.knsj.org.
Welcome to the East County Magazine Live Radio Show, the voice of East County, bringing you the hottest news and coolest events from the communities of San Diego's East County. We're your community radio, representing the public interest, not special interests. Broadcasting from the heart of East County in Descanso with your host, Miriam Raftery.
This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso. Today we open our show with the latest on the COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. now has more cases than any other nation on Earth, and cases here in San Diego are also up sharply, with many confirmed across the region. President Trump has signed a major economic stimulus bill, and we'll have details on what that means for you on today's show. Now, if your household needs food during this crisis, we'll tell you about new food distribution centers being set up in San Diego's urban, mountain, and rural communities. If you need health care, such as if you've recently lost your job during this crisis, Covered California has reopened opportunities to apply through June 30th. The pandemic is impacting our justice system, with courts shut down for all but emergency actions and jails taking special precautions to protect inmates and workers. At the Las Colinas Women's Detention Facility in Santee, a nurse has tested positive for coronavirus. Now, we do have some good news today, including some inspirational stories about famous writers, artists, and scientists who created some of their most famous works while in quarantine, as well as offering you some resources where you can find free classes on writing, art, music, and more while you're hunkering down at home. Lemon Grove is facing major fiscal challenges, but got some good news this week with a major grant for improvements along Main Street to go green, and we'll have details. On People Power, hear how the People's Alliance for Justice is fulfilling seniors' wish lists for those at home and in need during the coronavirus stay-at-home order, and how you can get help, plus learn why blood donations are urgently needed right now in our region and how you can help be a donor to save lives. Now, due to being short-staffed ourselves amid the COVID-19 situation, we'll be doing a half-hour show today and replaying that during the second half-hour of our usual one-hour show. So please stay tuned for today's edition of the East County Magazine radio show, where East County matters. And you can find a lot more news at eastcountymagazine.org and sign up for our weekly newsletter and our emergency alerts to stay current on all that you need to know about the COVID-19 crisis and all the other news here in our inland region. The U.S. now officially has more cases of the COVID-19 coronavirus than any other nation in the world. Globally, over 500 million people have been infected with the virus. In the U.S., there are over 95,000 confirmed cases, and more than 1,450 people have died. President Trump has signed a $2 trillion economic stimulus bill, the largest in American history, stating, "I want to thank Democrats and Republicans for coming together and putting America first." The package includes direct payments, loans, and grants. Many individual Americans will receive checks of $1,200 apiece, with more to couples and families. This will be based on income during 2018 or 2019, whichever the latest tax return is that you've filed. There are also expansions of unemployment benefits with an extra $600 in weekly unemployment insurance payments, $367 billion in grants and loans for small businesses, plus bailouts of hard-hit industries such as the airlines. Democrats, such as Elizabeth Warren, successfully fought to include an oversight committee to watchdog how corporations spend the money. In addition, billions more have been allocated to help hospitals and community health care centers across America that are hard hit by the COVID-19 crisis. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Miriam Raftery.
Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process.
It's a lot of jobs, but I think we'll come back very strong. The sooner we get back to work, you know, every day that we stay out, it gets harder to bring it back very quickly.
As the U.S. passed Italy and then China in COVID-19 confirmed cases, President Donald Trump responded to yesterday's new record-breaking unemployment numbers. 3.3 million Americans reported being jobless last week, according to the Labor Department. That's five times more than the worst week of the 2008 recession. Yesterday, former Vice President Joe Biden said President Trump's slow response has, quote, exacerbated both the public health and economic impact on our country, unquote. Politico reported the Trump administration ignored a pandemic preparedness plan made by the Obama administration. Biden was part of that White House, which pulled the economy out of the Great Recession.
Those who lose their jobs, they need strong, sustained unemployment benefits, whether they are gig workers or full-time employees.
The coronavirus stimulus bill the Senate passed this week has key protections, but Senator Bernie Sanders still has reservations. After the often heated Senate debate this week, he emphasized the importance of upcoming elections.
Donald Trump is the president of the United States, and Republicans do hold a majority in the U.S. Senate. And under that reality, I cannot imagine that there is any bill that could get through the Senate and the White House that fully represents the needs of the working families.
A recent Gallup poll has Trump's approval at 49 now, the highest of his presidency. Among independents, it rose 8 points from earlier this month and 6 points among Democrats. Wyoming, Hawaii, and Alaska all vote next Saturday, though they've canceled in-person primaries and opted for mail-in ballots. Puerto Rico's primary, meant to be Sunday, is delayed until late April. American citizens who live in U.S. territories can vote in the primaries, but don't have congressional representation and can't vote in the general election. Neil Weir, founder of Equally American, advocates for voting rights for residents of the territories. Weir grew up in Guam and still has family there.
If things go bad here in Maryland, you know, where I live, I can always go to the next county over and maybe their hospital there like has a ventilator. In Guam, the next hospital over is 1,000 miles away and it requires air travel. The same thing for Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
There are confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Puerto Rico, Guam, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Federal health programs operate differently in U.S. territories than in the states. According to a Kaiser Family Foundation report, Medicaid in the territories has funding constraints that lead to more low-income residents reporting poor or fair health.
When a medical crisis like this arises, it's in the context of an already fragile healthcare system that's been weakened by these discriminatory federal programs, which if the residents of these areas had full voting rights, I don't think that discrimination would exist.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.
As of March 26th, San Diego County health officials report 341 confirmed cases of COVID-19 coronavirus among San Diego County residents. Three have died, all of them elderly individuals. However, the majority of cases diagnosed are in younger individuals, including two infants and four other young children or teens. COVID-19 has also been confirmed in 66 local people in their 20s, 89 in their 30s, 61 in their 40s, and 53 in their 50s. There were also 26 cases among people in their 60s, 25 in their 70s, and 14 over age 80, which may reflect that older people are tending to stay home, while many younger people have continued to defy stay-home orders. There are also significant numbers of people hospitalized in all age ranges, except for children and teens. So it's a myth to think that young adults are not at risk, and in some parts of the country, young adults and even children have died. The disease is now spreading through community transmission, with cases across our region. That includes 207 cases in the city of San Diego, 16 in the county's unincorporated areas, including Spring Valley, Ramona, and Lakeside here in East County, as well as 19 cases in the city of El Cajon, two in Santee and one each in La Mesa and Lemon Grove. Cases are also reported in the South Bay and in North County communities as well. Residents are asked to continue to stay home except for essential work or errands, such as shopping for food, medical visits, exercising, or dog walking. And if you must go out, keep at least 6 feet of social distancing space from others, and please do your exercising in your own neighborhood to avoid spreading the virus to parts of the county that are not yet infected. Flattening the rapid growth curve is vital to prevent local hospitals from running out of beds and ventilators and protect the health of medical personnel and first responders with masks, respirators, and other protective equipment in short supply. Sharpe Steele and Scripps Clinic have shut down some non-essential offices in order to conserve medical supplies and concentrate healthcare personnel in hospitals and urgent care centers where they are most needed to treat COVID-19 patients here in the East County region. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice, this is Miriam Raftery.
If you need food assistance during these challenging times, Feeding San Diego is offering extra food distribution sites across San Diego County, including urban, rural, and mountain communities. There are no requirements to access these. You can get a list of food distribution locations, dates, and times at feedingsandiego.org. You can also find links at their website, feedingsandiego.org, to sign up for CalFresh Benefits, the program formerly known as food stamps. Help is also available by calling 211 or visiting 211sandiego.org. In addition, seniors age 60, their caretakers, and disabled veterans of any age up can get nutritious hot meals delivered to their homes through the Meals on Wheels program. Meals on Wheels is also looking for more volunteers to make deliveries to seniors. You can call Meals on Wheels at 619-260-6110 or visit meals-on-wheels.org. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Mitchell Murphy.
If you lack health insurance or you lost it due to the COVID-19 crisis, there's some good news today. Covered California has extended the enrollment deadline to June 30th. If you already have a Covered California plan, you may be eligible for a reduction in your premiums if your income has gone down substantially, such as due to a business shutdown or job loss. To apply or learn more, you can visit coveredca.com or call 1-800-300-1506. From now until June 30th, anyone who meets Covered California's eligibility requirements can enroll in health care coverage similar to with the rules in place during the annual open enrollment period. To support the state's social distancing recommendations, Covered California is working with over 10,000 certified insurance agents to help Californians sign up and understand coverage options through free phone service in multiple languages. And you can also have a certified enroller call you. Consumers can find out if you're eligible for Medi-Cal or other forms of financial help also and see which plans are available in your area by using the coveredca.com shop and compare tool. Just enter your zip code, household income, and ages of those needing coverage. Covered California is the state's health insurance marketplace and the only place where people who qualify can get financial help on a sliding scale to reduce your premium costs. You can then compare health insurance plans through different companies and choose the plan that works best for your health needs and your budget. Depending on income, you may be able to qualify for the low-cost or no-cost Medi-Cal program, too. For more information about Covered California, you can visit coveredca.com. And again, that phone number is 1-800-300-1506. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Miriam Raftery.
The COVID-19 emergency is having major impacts on the justice system. California Chief Justice on March 24th ordered all jury trials in state superior court suspended for 60 days until May 24th, including criminal and civil trials due to the coronavirus pandemic. However, some judges will remain on the job to handle emergency civil, family, and juvenile probate matters, such as requests for restraining orders due to domestic violence or civil harassment. If you are summoned for jury duty, you are asked to check the San Diego Superior Court's website and Twitter pages for updates. Traffic defendants will have a 30-day grace period to appear after the courts reopen. Locally, San Diego County's public defender lawyers are barred from visiting defendants in county jails. Sheriff Bill Gore and District Attorney Summer Steffen have announced plans to release some prisoners awaiting arraignment and some medically vulnerable inmates. The DA said this is the right thing to do because of extreme circumstances that pose a serious health risk to inmates and everyone who has contact with inmates. But she assures that people aren't going to get a free pass if they commit crime. With courts closed, those arrested for low-level nonviolent crimes, who normally would have been freed if courts were open, and those who can't afford to post bail, will be considered for release so they won't have to remain in jail for months. Medically vulnerable inmates, such as those who are elderly or have underlying health conditions, may also be released, as well as some who are awaiting trial or sentencing. Some prisoners near the end of their sentences may also be released early to prevent the overcrowding of jails and prisons, where conditions could lead to the rapid spread of COVID-19 among inmates and staff. Elsewhere, coronavirus cases have been diagnosed in prisoners, including convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein in New York. Some cases have occurred in California prisons, though so far not in San Diego prisoners. At the federal level, the U.S. Justice Department has asked Congress to give the Attorney General the power to allow chief federal judges to detain people indefinitely without trial during emergencies, even if they have not been charged with crimes. Political Report: such power would be granted during emergencies such as natural disasters, civil disobedience, or pandemics. The proposal would also grant chief judges power to halt court proceedings and would apply to pre-arrest, post-arrest, pre-trial, trial, and post-trial procedures in criminal and juvenile proceedings and all civil process and proceedings. Civil liberty attorneys have voiced concerns due to the suspension of habeas corpus. The constitutional right to appear in court and ask a judge for release after an arrest or even without arrest. Norman Reamer, executive director of the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, called the proposal terrifying and told Politico, "So that means you could be arrested and never brought before a judge until they decide that the emergency or the civil disobedience is over." The proposed legislation would also postpone the statute of limitations for criminal investigations and civil proceedings for a year after a national emergency ends. In addition, it would allow video conference hearings for arraignments without consent from defendants, which violates a constitutional right to a public trial and to be present in court. The Trump administration also seeks to prohibit people with COVID-19 from applying for asylum even after a quarantine period, claiming it wants to keep COVID-19 out of detention centers in the U.S. That has immigrants advocates concerned over people fleeing violence, famine, or war. Trump has also announced plans to deny entry to all migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally, as well to deny entry to people who cross the border and ask for asylum, though the latter violates international law.
You're listening to the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, bringing you public interest news for our region.
A nurse who works at the Las Colinas Detention and Reentry Facility in Santee has tested positive Thursday for COVID-19. She had been isolated at home since March 22nd when she started feeling ill. The Las Colinas facility is the primary point of intake for women prisoners in San Diego County. The Sheriff's Department reports that it has identified all inmates and staff who may have come into close contact with the nurse, who was wearing personal protective equipment when she had interactions with inmates. 9 employees are considered at low exposure risk and are now self-quarantined at home. The Sheriff's Department has instituted measures to prevent spread of coronavirus in all local jails, including suspending jail visits, releasing inmates with 30 days or less remaining in their sentence, enhancing medical screenings at bookings, designating bed spaces for quarantine, and regular deep cleaning and disinfecting of facilities. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Miriam Raftery.
Welcome to East County Magazine's Arts and Music Spotlight.
Creativity can blossom out of hardship. As you're hunkered down at home due to the COVID-19 epidemic, consider this. During historic epidemic eras, some of the world's most famous writers, artists, and scientists drew inspiration for their greatest works. Today, we have some of their stories, along with where you can find free online classes in writing, art, science, and music to spark your own creative impulses. When the bubonic plague closed Elizabethan theaters in 1606, actor and theater shareholder William Shakespeare found himself out of work during the quarantine. He is believed to have composed some of his greatest plays that year, including King Lear, Antony and Cleopatra, and Macbeth, as well as taking up poetry. Isaac Newton's theory of gravity had its seeds in the physicist self-quarantining during 1665. His studies at Cambridge University in England were canceled due to the bubonic plague, so Newton retreated to his family's estate in the countryside where he produced some of his best works. There, he wrote papers on calculus and developed his theory of optics while playing with prisms. His theory on gravity also began while in confinement during the epidemic. While there's no evidence behind the folktale of an apple hitting him in the head and inspiring his gravitational levitations, he reportedly did gaze at an apple tree outside of his window. Artist Edvard Munch, best known for his painting The Scream, caught the Spanish flu in 1919 while living in Norway, but survived. His painting, Self-Portrait with the Spanish Flu, is one of the several paintings and studies he created while documenting his battle with the disease that killed 50 million people around the world. During the current coronavirus worldwide, many musical artists are producing works while isolating at home. At least 65 songs with coronavirus in the title have popped up on Spotify. Neil Diamond has created a video at home of his new coronavirus-themed parody of Sweet Caroline. Many artists are also releasing playlists of suggested songs to listen to while at home isolating in the current crisis, including some inspirational and upbeat songs as well as moody and reflective pieces. If you're feeling inspired to try your hand at unleashing your own creativity while in confinement, here are some free online resources to find classes in writing, drawing, science, music, and more. ClassCentral.com, ThoughtCo.com, Courses.com, and Skillshare.com.
Amid a wave of fiscal bad news for Lemon Grove, from its sales tax measure failing to the COVID-19 crisis dropping sales tax revenues even further due to business shutdowns, one slice of good news has emerged. The California Natural Resources Agency just announced that the city of Lemon Grove will receive a $1.5 million green infrastructure grant for Phase 3 of its Connect Main Street project. The state's green infrastructure grants targets disadvantaged communities with funds provided under Prop 68 back in 2018. Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot says these awards will support disadvantaged communities in reducing their carbon footprint and enhancing natural spaces throughout the state. It's projects like these that help set California on the path to achieving more sustainable, climate-resilient communities, he adds. Those changes to reduce greenhouse gas emissions can include things like design and implementation of projects that will provide cleaner air and water, urban heat island mitigation, increased adaptability to climate change, wildlife habitat improvement, and improved community health. Examples can include urban tree canopy expansion, groundwater recharge basin installation, park development, greening public schoolyards, and constructing non-motorized trails to provide safe routes of travel. Lemon Grove's Connect Main Street is a planning and design project exploring opportunities to transform about a 2-mile-long stretch of Main Street. The vision is to create a community corridor that supports active lifestyles and transportation choices by creating a safe, beautiful, and sustainable linear parkway that connects people, places, and activities for generations to come. In 2016, the City Council adopted a general plan update and accepted the completed conceptual plans and preliminary drawings. The next steps, funded through grants, include completing design and constructing the project. Improving Lemon Grove's Main Street corridor downtown could also help attract new businesses in the future, helping revitalize the small and diverse community, which is sweet news to city leaders amid the currently uncertain economic times. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Miriam Raftery.
This is East County Magazine's People Power, profiling local people making a positive difference in our community and our world.
This is Miriam Raftery with a People Power report. Civil rights activist and president of the People's Alliance for Justice, Shane Harris, has launched a new fund to serve vulnerable seniors across San Diego County during the COVID-19 public health crisis. Volunteers will deliver toiletries as well as food to seniors ages 65 and older at home. If you are a senior in need, you can call 619-354-8054. Volunteers and donations are also needed. Reverend Harris launched the initiative after the governor called on seniors to stay home due to their vulnerability to the new coronavirus, but that's left them isolated. Seniors can order up to 10 items, including food, as well as products such as toothpaste, dish soap, denture cream, paper towels, laundry soap, and more. Volunteers will shop at local discount stores wearing gloves and masks for the deliveries if the People's Alliance for Justice does not already have the requested items on hand. Reverend Harris says we are always going to be a voice for the voiceless, and he adds, we will keep our volunteers safe during this time as they do service, but we will not let this crisis stop us as the younger generation from protecting and supporting our seniors in any way possible. If you would like to volunteer, donate, or you're a senior in need of a home delivery wish list, you can contact 619-354-8051.
This is Mitchell Murphy with a public service announcement from the San Diego Blood Bank. The San Diego Blood Bank urgently needs blood donations due to the COVID-19 crisis. School closures and work-from-home policies have resulted in canceled blood drives at schools and workplaces. The blood bank collects more than half of its blood supply on blood mobiles from these mobile blood drives. David Welles, CEO of the San Diego Blood Bank, warns the U.S. is on the verge of a serious blood shortage that will lead to blood rationing and triage. We need healthy people to come out to donate immediately. He adds, supplies are dropping to critical levels. We are confident the San Diego community will rally around this urgent need. The blood bank assures that safety measures are in place to protect donors, with all donors screened on arrival and surfaces cleaned between blood donations. There is no evidence that donating blood affects a donor's ability to fight infections later, and there is no evidence of any risk of COVID-19 transmission through blood transfusions. Dr. Brett Greyer, Assistant Secretary of Health, says it's safe to donate blood, adding part of preparedness includes a robust blood supply. Healthy individuals should schedule an appointment to donate today to ensure that blood is available for patients who need it. All blood types are needed, and people who have never donated before are encouraged to donate. Donors must be 17 years or older, weigh a minimum of 114 pounds, and be in general good health. To find a blood donation center near you and make an appointment, visit sandiegobloodbank.org/givelife or call 619-400-8251. Again, that's sandiegobloodbank.org/givelife or dial 619-400-8251.
You're listening to the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, bringing you public interest news for our region.
The East County Magazine Show airs Mondays and Fridays on KNSJ from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. You can listen live at 89.1 FM or online at knsj.org. You can also listen anywhere by downloading the TuneIn application for your smartphone. For details, visit tunein.com. The East County Magazine Show airs Mondays and Fridays on KNSJ from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. You can listen live at 89.1 FM or online at knsj.org. You can also listen anywhere by downloading the TuneIn application for your smartphone. For details, visit tunein.com. This concludes today's edition of the East County Magazine Radio Show. We extend our appreciation to the Heartland Coalition, our parent nonprofit, and to KNSJ 89.1 FM, broadcasting from the heart of East County in Descanso. We extend our appreciation to our sound technician, Jonathan Getz, and to our producer, Miriam Raftery. We also thank the musicians who provided music for our show, Laura Preble, Wooden Ambulance, Dusty Summer Road, A.K. Jewel, Brian Boyko, Royalty Free Music, Frank Nora, and Pond 5. If you would like to underwrite or sponsor the East County Magazine Radio Show or get involved as a volunteer on our public interest news show, please contact editor@eastcountymagazine.org. We'll be back soon with another edition of the East County Magazine Radio Show. A free press is the foundation of our democracy. You can support independent public media for our region. Please support KNSJ by making a donation or a sustaining monthly pledge of any amount at www.knsj.org. We're your community radio station, KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, serving the San Diego border region from the mountains to the sea.